so now you can focus on making your business boom! Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Search Xero with an X!
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, it's understood the UK will be forced to increase defence spending to 3.5% of national income by 2035, with a further 1.5% going on related infrastructure. Yesterday, an increase to 3% was outlined in a spending review. Defence analyst Professor Michael Clarke says the head of NATO recently revealed he wanted members to agree to bigger increases as the US applies pressure.
These are the figures the government quoted. We knew they wouldn't last too long when you got to the end of the month of the NATO summit, but we thought they'd last longer than 24 hours. So the fact is, we know we're going to 3%, 3.5%. The question is, what's the time scale? How long are we giving ourselves?
Search teams have an area on lockdown as police scour more than 20 plots of land and two wells for Madeleine McCann. She was three when she disappeared in Praia da Luz in Portugal in 2007. US private equity company KKR, which was lined up to rescue troubled Thames Water, has abandoned its offer. The utility firm says it's now talking with senior creditors for an alternative. Lib Dem MP Charlie Maynard says it's the end of the road.
We've got a completely unsustainable financial situation. We have £23 billion of debt, and in the last full financial year, we had £1.2 billion of cash flow.
Ministers say Thames Water remains stable and there will be no disruption to supplies. A man has been arrested on suspicion of breaking into the grounds of Windsor Castle. Thames Valley Police said the man allegedly entered restricted grounds at the royal residence at just after 1 p.m. on Sunday. And research suggests a daily cup of chickpeas can lower cholesterol while black beans reduce inflammation. The report advises using the beans to add thickness to a soup base, as a salad topping, or paired with other grains like rice. And we're told tinned, dried or frozen all work. In the city, the FTSE 100 closed up 13 points at 87.87. The pound buys $1.35 and €1.19. And the weather: showers in the north tonight, drier in the south with a low of 7. Sunny spells and showers for Northern Ireland, Scotland and Northern England tomorrow, drier in the south and a high of 18. From Global's newsroom. For Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Well, I was just going to grab a coffee, but a cup of chickpeas it is. Good afternoon, Margarita Taylor with Sartis Gymnopoly number 3 on the way after Fingal's Cave.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Gymnopédie number 3 from Sati, played by Jean-Yves Thibaudet, and the piece just ahead of that on Classic FM from Mendelssohn, the Hebrides Overture, Fingal's Cave, performed by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by John Elliott Gardner. Now we'll hear from Alice Mary Smith, the Andante for clarinet and orchestra on the way, after Berlioz, the Hungarian March.
Thank you.
Hungarian March by Berlioz, the Philharmonia Orchestra, an official partner of Classic FM, performing the piece conducted by Myung Wong Chung. Now, music from a real British pioneer. At the age of 18, publishing her first song some 6 years later during the Victorian era, finding fame as the first known woman in Britain to compose a symphony. Her music full of elegance and grace. From Alice Mary Smith, her Andante for clarinet and orchestra on Classic FM. Angela Malmsbury and the London Mozart Players, Howard Shelley conducting for Alice Mary Smiths and Dante for clarinet and orchestra on Classic FM. Lovely to hear that music from a real trailblazer in music. The London Mozart Players, this weekend, they're getting ready for one of their Tasting Notes concerts, this one taking place in England. They're going round the nations, Smith Square Hall in London on Friday, pairing string quartets with fine wines, a tour of France, Italy and England taking place musically and through a glass of something rather lovely. That's this Friday. If you're heading there, have a great night. On the way, wherever you're heading tonight, we'll get you home as swiftly as possible. Tim's got the latest on the traffic and travel. And then I have a wonderful moment from a man who is spending his summer here in the UK playing live across the nations to the fabulous Ludovico Einaudi. On the way.
Classic FM.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £199 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody is watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Classic FM travel.
They're accusing Devon on the M5 southbound because a car's overturned at junction 27, Fort Tiverton. In Hertfordshire, they're accused on the A1M northbound because of an accident between junction 9 at Letchworth and junction 10 for Baldock. They're accusing Essex on the M11 northbound because there's an obstruction on the road between junction 6, the M25, and junction 7. In North Yorkshire, there are long delays on the A1M southbound. This is after an accident earlier between junction 44, Tadcaster, and the M1. And it's slow in Glasgow on the M77 northbound. A car's broken down at junction 1, Fort Dumbreck Road.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Finale of the St. Paul's Suite by Holst. That's always such a joy to play you. Camerata Wales, directed by Owen Arwell Hughes. So lovely. And before, from Ludovico Einaudi, Primavero. Einaudi performing the piece with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, official partner of Classic FM, and Robert Ziegler conducting for the composer, who will be, well, making himself very much at home here in the UK towards the end of June and staying well into July. On the way next, if you need a moment of calm, it's coming up. And Wayne Marshall and Ole Edvard Antonsen moving in for a bit of a fanfare for home time. First, though, if calm's the thing you really need right now, for if rising is still happening in your household, we're here to help.
It's been said that Mozart works wonders for your memory. So, if you're revising at the moment, try our sister station, Classic FM Calm. The perfect soundtrack to soothe nerves and help you concentrate all through exam season. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM. Thank you.
The intermezzo from Wolf Ferrari's The School for Fathers, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by José Cerebrié. Now on Classic FM, the romance from The Gadfly.
This is Classic FM.
From Prokofiev's First Symphony on Classic FM, the performance by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa conducting for that third movement. And before, Wayne Marshall and Ole Edvard Antonsen with Marc-Antoine Charpentier's Prelude from Te Deum.
Thank you.
fourth movement on Classic FM of Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik, the Munich Chamber Orchestra with a performance. Now, seeing you into the evening, I have a little happiness on the way, courtesy of Joshua Bell. That's after the news headlines at 6. Tim Humphrey has those for you next.
Classic FM.
At Viking, we believe travel should be more than just a trip. It should be a doorway to cultural insight and personal enrichment. Start planning your river, ocean, or expedition journey today and discover why Viking was named Best River Cruise Operator and Best Luxury Ocean Cruise Operator at the 2024 Times and Sunday Times Travel Awards. Learn more at viking.com.
Swollen gums, bad breath, bleeding whilst brushing. All signs of potential gum disease, a major cause of tooth loss. At Darwood & Tanner, our expert periodontists can help restore your gums and save your teeth. Using a range of cutting-edge procedures, from minimally invasive to advanced corrective surgery, we ensure that you are always in the best hands. For our most comprehensive, tailored and complete gum disease treatments, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
Hey, it's me, the washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers! I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like cloud, so...
Heads up! I'm gonna be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently. Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
The Red Cross is here to deliver essentials to people who have lost everything in Ukraine.
We are here to support families enduring the food crisis in Somalia.
We're here to shelter earthquake survivors in Turkey and Syria.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £199 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
So, close your eyes. Picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wix to design our new kitchen.
At Wix, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our Spend and Save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
It's so easy. It's really so easy. You just pop the stuff in a box and send it away. I'm already on box 3. Wang, save the money. I'm popping it all in a little pot and saving up for a holiday. It's a brilliant way of spring cleaning.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, it's understood the UK will be forced by NATO to spend 3.5% of GDP on defence by 2035 in order to keep the US on side. Yesterday, that figure was announced to be 3%. Former Tory Defence Secretary Ben Wallace says there are doubts about how to pay for even the smaller amount.
From the very beginning, the Treasury said no more than 2.5%. So it's got to be a proper pathway to 3%. If you don't do that, this report will be like many other defence reviews. It will end up hollow.
Dense shrubs, empty barns, disused wells and dirt tracks are being searched by German police looking for missing Madeleine McCann in Portugal. The then three-year-old vanished while on holiday with her family in 2007. German national Christian B, who used to live nearby and is a prime suspect, denies any involvement. A Hamas-run media office has accused Israel of turning aid distribution centres in Gaza into mass death traps and bloodbaths after alleging 27 people were killed outside a site in Rafah. Israel accuses Hamas of weaponising food through several agencies who have refused to work with the new US-Israeli-backed distribution system. David Mensah speaks for the Israeli government.
Our soldiers identified several individuals who moved away from the approved access route. The Israeli army, they issued warning shots, and still some of these suspects continued to advance towards the troops in a threatening manner.
The Environment Secretary says using public money to keep Thames Water afloat is not the answer.